customer requests for information. If a customer requests any information pursuant to statements that are required to be included in a confirmation, the dealer must provide the information within 5 business days of receipt of the request. However, if the transaction was executed more than 30 calendar days prior to the request, the dealer is allowed 15 business days to provide the information to the customer. Customer account transfers, MSRB Rule G26. When a customer gives written notice to transfer its entire account from its current dealer, the carrying party, to another dealer, the receiving party and the carrying party must expedite and coordinate the transfer. Transfer validation. The customer must send notice of transfer on the MSRB's Form G26 to the receiving party, which will immediately forward it to the carrying party. The carrying party has 3 business days to validate and return the transfer instruction to the receiving party or to take exception to it. A carrying party may take exception to a transfer instruction only if it has no record of the account on its books, the transfer instruction is incomplete, the transfer instruction contains an improper signature. The carrying party is responsible for promptly resolving any exception taken. Once the transfer instruction is validated, the carrying party must freeze the account to be transferred and return the instruction to the receiving party with an attachment indicating all the account's securities positions and money balances on the carrying party's books. No new orders may be opened on the account while it is frozen, and any open orders must be canceled. Transfer execution. Within 4 business days following the validation of a transfer instruction, the carrying party must complete the transfer of the account to the receiving party. Non-transferable assets. If the customer's account includes any non-transferable assets, the carrying party must request further instructions from the customer as to how to dispose of the assets. The request must be in writing and done prior to or at the time of validation. The customer must decide between 1. Liquidating the assets, 2. Retaining them with the carrying party, or 3. Transferring them to another dealer if the asset is a municipal fund security that is not carried by the carrying firm. Non-transferable assets include issues in default, municipal fund securities that may only be held by specified dealers, and the receiving party isn't one of them. These are sometimes referred to as proprietary funds. If positions in the customer's accounts, such as assets in transfer, cannot be physically delivered or received by the transfer date, fail to receive or fail to deliver contracts must be drawn up by the two parties at the security's current market value on the date of validation. The carrying party must forward a copy of any customer account transfer instruction, Form G26, upon the request of any enforcement authority having jurisdiction over it. Books and records, MSRB Rule G8. It is simply good business practice to keep and preserve records of a company's activities and communications with its customers and of its financial condition. For regulatory purposes, the MSRB outlines in very specific detail what records it expects dealers to keep, and it imposes strict timelines for maintaining each of those records. Dealers must make and keep current the following books and records: blotters and other records of original entry. Blotters are daily records containing itemized daily reports of all purchases and sales of securities, receipts and deliveries of certificates, receipts and disbursements of cash and all other debits and credits having to do with municipal securities. Blotters must also record name of the account for which each transaction was completed, description of the securities, their aggregate par value, and their dollar price or yield, aggregate purchase or sale price of the securities, accrued interest, trade date, name of the entity from whom the security was acquired or to whom it was delivered. Ledger account records. A general ledger is a complete historical record of a dealer's securities transactions over the life of the firm. A customer ledger is an historical record of a dealer's securities transactions for each of its customer accounts. Account records for both customer and general ledgers must reflect all purchases and sales of municipal securities, all receipts and deliveries of municipal securities, all receipts and disbursements of cash, and all other debits and credits with respect to municipal securities. Securities records. Securities records provide information on the owner of every municipal security held by the firm and its physical location, whether held for its own account or the account of a customer. Securities records include any long or short positions held in any particular security by the customer and the firm. Subsidiary records. Ledgers and other records must be kept for municipal securities that are in transfer to other owners, have not yet been validated, or have been borrowed or loaned. Records and ledgers must also be kept on transactions that were not completed on the settlement date. These records must be maintained as subsidiary records to the general ledger by the dealer. All subsidiary records must include a description of the securities and their aggregate par value, and a full description of their activity, including when and with whom the action was initiated, dealer contact information, and any old or new certificate numbers. Put options and repurchase agreements. Records of put options and repurchase agreements must show the description and aggregate par value of the securities and the terms and conditions of the option or repurchase agreement. A put option gives an investor the right to surrender a security to the issuer for a predetermined price on a specific date and after the required notice. Recall that a repurchase agreement is typically a short-term contract to sell an asset and simultaneously buy it back in the future at an agreed-upon price, typically a higher price. Repurchase agreements were discussed in more detail in Chapter 5. Records of agency transactions. Dealers must prepare a trading ticket or other similar record for each agency order. An agency order is one in which the dealer buys or sells a specific security from another person without acquiring ownership of the security. The record for an agency order must include the following: any instructions given or received for the purchase or sale, terms and conditions of the order, account for which it is entered, date and time of receipt of the order, price of the order at execution, date and, to the extent available, time of execution, whether the order was entered pursuant to a power of attorney or on behalf of a joint account, corporation, or partnership, name and address of the person who entered the order, if different from the account holder, terms, conditions, and date of cancellation for orders canceled by a customer, whether the dealer exercised discretionary authority in entering the order. Copies of confirmations, periodic statements, and other customer notices. An example of other notices might be written disclosures to customers concerning debits and credits to customer accounts. Financial records. Dealers are required to carry a minimum amount of capital to meet their ongoing financial obligations. These net capital requirements are imposed to measure a firm's financial viability and to protect customers and other creditors from insolvent firms. Dealers must calculate their net capital daily to make sure they can meet these minimum requirements, which differ for introducing firms, clearing firms, brokers, and dealers. They must record these daily calculations and maintain them. Dealers should maintain ledgers reflecting all assets, liabilities, income, expenses, capital accounts, and monies borrowed and loaned. In addition, a dealer should record proof of the money balances of all ledger accounts in the form of trial balances, bookkeeping worksheets, prepared at least once a month. Record-keeping maintenance. Dealers are not required to maintain books or records in any particular manner, except that all information must be clearly and accurately shown and provide an adequate basis for later auditing. Bank dealers must keep all municipal securities records separately extractable from all other records maintained by the bank. records of transactions by introducing broker-dealers or non-clearing dealers that use a clearing broker to clear transactions should be made and kept by the clearing broker, not the introducing broker. Municipal fund securities record maintenance. There are two special record-keeping requirements that have to do with municipal fund securities. Records with respect to transactions in municipal fund securities may be maintained by a transfer agent in connection with such transactions, provided that the dealer remains responsible for their accuracy and preservation. For each municipal fund security record, the term par value shall be substituted with, for purchases, the purchase price paid by the customer exclusive of any commission. For sales or redemptions, the sale price or redemption amount paid to the customer exclusive of any commission or other charge imposed upon redemption or sale. Preservation of books and records, MSRB Rule G9. Under MSRB Rule G9, records must be maintained for various periods of time and kept for ready inspection. Lifetime requirement. Every dealer, except bank dealers, must preserve during the life of the enterprise all partnership articles, articles of incorporation, or charters, all minute books of board or partnership meetings, all stock certificate books. 6-year minimum requirement. Every dealer must preserve the following records for a period of not less than 6 years. Blotters, general ledgers and customer ledgers, securities records, records concerning primary offerings, records of customer complaints, financial records subject to the net capital rule, the written record of all designated municipal securities principals and their responsibilities, political contributions records, records of gifts and gratuities and compensation for services performed, consultant agreement records, records of shared secondary market accounts, including percentage share of participation of account members, terms and conditions governing the account, orders and transactions, date of the closing of the account, a reconciliation of profits and expenses of the account, records by broker's brokers of bids and offers. 4-year minimum requirement. Dealers must preserve the following records for at least 4 years. Bank dealers, including those municipal securities dealers that are a subsidiary or division of a bank, must preserve them for 3 years. The records include subsidiary records, records of put options and repurchase agreements, records of securities in transfer and securities borrowed and received, records of agency orders, executions, and cancellations, including discretionary orders, records of principal transactions, whether for own account or customer accounts, copies of confirmations and periodic statements, records of personal and financial information for each retail customer account, records of aggregate indebtedness, financial statements, and money balances of all brokerage accounts. Business records, including checkbooks, bank statements, wire transfers, bills receivable or payable, written and electronic communications received and sent, all written agreements entered into, and all powers of attorney. All fingerprinting records, records required by Rule G32. Written authorization, required to obtain a negotiable paper drawn from a customer's account. However, this provision shall not require maintenance of copies of negotiable instruments signed by customers. Records of each advertisement from the date of each use. Records of authorization to draw from a customer's account. Records of written supervisory procedures and supervisory controls. Records indicating compliance with continuing education requirements. Dealers must keep all books and records for ready inspection by any regulatory authority having jurisdiction over them. For the first 2 years, the records must be maintained and preserved in an easily accessible place, after which they must be accessible to regulators within a reasonable period of time. Records may be retained either as an original, or as a copy, or on microfilm, or tape, as long as the dealer has adequate facilities for their ready retrieval and inspection. Should a dealer go out of business or cease to be registered, its bookkeeping requirements will continue to apply for the specified periods of time, unless a successor company undertakes to maintain and preserve them.